Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, hosted by Stefan Neff, owner and operator of Thank You Life 101. This show is all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. It's all about creating the clear path to success one step at a time. Today's show is all about how to live for you, not for the world. We'll be right back with the show. Hello and welcome. Thank you for coming and listening to my podcast today. It's all about personal growth. Today's topic was how to live for you, not for the world. Now, what do I mean by that? Because we're individuals, right? We're individual human beings. But why aren't we living for the world? Why are we? We're always trying to please people, always trying to make people happy. But we forget about ourselves. And this is what I mean by how to live for you, not for the world. When we stop and think about it, where is our life when we're thinking about the world? How to fix the world? It starts with how to fix ourselves. You know, I was a person with drug addictions, alcoholism, and I was a heavy smoker, always worrying about what other people think of me. But did it serve me in my life? No, it did not. I was always trying to please people, how to help the world, save the world. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but what I'm saying is you can do that. You can help the world, but help yourself first. Heal yourself first of all the pains we have from years and years of when we're a child. And if you have no pains, that means your parents were the most giving and loving parents that did everything for you. People around you were always so nice. Your teachers were nice. Your grandparents were so nice. Your neighbors were so nice. Everybody in your relationships, perfect. And if your life's like that, wow, then fantastic. Then you're living the dream. But not everybody's life is like that. Because I often thought when I was a kid, why is my parents saying no, 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 no to me all the time? You know, I would ask for something and then I would get in response, wait until your birthday. Wait until Christmas. Because we don't have enough money at this time to get it for you. That word no should be banned from our vocabulary. Taken out of the dictionary. Because that word stops our kids from creating their future. That's a negative word, no. Just imagine how many times that we hear that word, no, in our lifetime. In our lifetime. Just in 1 year, you know, we're saying it 10,000 times to our kids. You know, that word, no. I hear it when I'm people watching. I hear this word, no, so many times. It's 10 to 1. 10 no's to 1 yes. No wonder our society is mixed up. We should stop the insanity and create a different path for this world. How about start with ourselves first? By creating that in ourselves first, then we can help other people with ease. It doesn't take effort after we've created that happiness within ourselves. Yes, what is happiness? But I'm talking about creating our own path, our own future, our own success principles, everything, the whole realm of life. Create it within ourselves first. You know, I'm not saying I had the hardest life like anybody else, but I had these thoughts when I was a kid. Am I good enough? Starting at a very young age. Do I deserve it? Now I know. I've gone through so many personal growth and I've gone through so many challenges. It's about time to realize, live life for me. That's not selfish. That's practical. Because no one else can make me happy. And no one else should make me happy. I have to make myself happy first. So that's live for you, not for the world. Once you live for yourself first, then the world comes next. If everybody in this world created that kind of a success habits and success principles in their life, the world would be a much different place. Much different place. When we find those magical moments of joy that we've released some of those anxieties, some of those depression moments from when we were, starts from when we're 3 years old or beyond, even in our mother's womb. We remember those stories, remember those anxious moments. So one of those times when I was a kid, you know, I wanted to receive something from my parents, or receive something from my grandparents. I was told no. So that put in my mind, no means no. Of course, I always asked until I didn't receive, and then I stopped asking. Number one principle, ask. Ask for what you want and believe you're going to get it. And don't stop asking. When we create that success habit, nothing will stop us. There's only like the glide down the hill of success. Because people say, oh, gliding down means you're going downhill. No, it means it's going easier, much easier when you learn those success habits. And nothing bothers you. Not afraid, there's no more fear. Success becomes a habit. And once you master that living for yourself, once you master that, then you can master anything in life. So master the art of asking. So thank you for listening to this podcast. We'll be right back with the recap in just a moment. Now, I would also like to thank everybody for tuning in today because it's such a pleasure to do this. It's one of my most favorite things to do with these podcasts. So I'll be right back with a recap after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101 with online programs, face-to-face programs, mentorship, and much more. It's all about personal growth, how to create clear clarity within your life, one step at a time. We'll be right back with a recap after this. Hello and welcome back. Let's do a recap. Number one is live for you. Releasing some of those negative no's from your life. Number two, practice the art of asking. What I want you to do, this is a perfect opportunity, is to go out and find a group of 10 people and ask them, let's make a plan to ask each other and want them to say no to you. So ask 10 different people to say no to you. And then on the 11th time, that person has to say yes. No matter what, if they can do it or not. And if that person could help you in those, so you have three questions and three asks. Start with the number one. And if that person can give you what you want, say yes, but I'm going to say no. Talk to me afterwards. Because it's huge to create that success. Number three, don't take no for an answer. There's always a yes at the next person. Always a yes at the next person. Never take no for an answer. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody that listened to this podcast today. Remember, live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening today. And we're out.